Lead us, our gracious Heavenly Father, as we open Thy Word to study today. Honor the Word of God, the shed blood of Jesus, the precious name of Jesus, and save by Thy grace that poor soul that is nearest eternity without God. Honor the Word in Jesus' saving name. Amen. We are studying the grace of God and salvation by grace. Yesterday, I pointed out to the gospel our family the sin that caused Adam to die spiritually. He committed the sin that has sent every soul to hell, that is in hell today, and every soul that will burn in the lake of fire eternally will burn because of the sin committed, the same sin that Adam committed in the Garden of Eden, the sin of unbelief. God explained to him in understandable language what he was to do and what he was not to do, and God spelled out the verdict. The day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God said, eat, you die. The devil said, you will not die. God said, if you eat the forbidden fruit, the day you eat, you will die. And Satan said, God knows the day you eat, your eyes will be open. You won't die. And so Adam and Eve believed the devil, and they did not believe God. So they committed the sin of unbelief. And sin, all sin, Psalm 51:4, all sin is against God. David cried out, against thee and thee only have I sinned. Now that's Psalm 51:4. So Adam actually committed a crime against God. He branded God a liar, and he listened to the liar. He believed the devil, the father of lies, and he did not believe God, the father of truth. Jesus said, I am truth. Now then, today I want to go a step further, and we are discussing the grace of God and salvation by grace. And I made the statement three broadcasts ago that God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God said, let there be firmament, and so on. But when Adam sinned, God could not, in all of His power, yes, God is sovereign, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all-powerful, almighty, all-wise, yes. But God, because of God's nature, because God is God, God could not acquit Adam. God could not just say, I'll overlook this sin. God could not say, let thou be saved and Adam be saved. God couldn't do that because of God's nature. Now you say, Preacher Green, I don't follow you. All right, you stay with me through this series of grace, and I'll show you the process that brought grace down to man. Grace was in the beginning with God, but only in the fullness of time did grace come down to man, as we know grace in this marvelous dispensation of grace. Now let me show you one reason that God could not say, let there be salvation, and there was salvation. Let me show you right here. In Genesis 1:27, so God created man in His own image, in the image of God, created He him, male and female, created He them. Now watch this, and I'll try to go slow, because this is very important. Remember, I said, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let there be firmament, and there was firmament. God said, let the waters divide, and they divided. God said, let there be lights in the sky, that is, the sun, the moon, and they were there. But when Adam sinned, God could not say, let there be a Savior. God, in all of His power, all of His wisdom, all of His holiness, all of His righteousness. And here is one big reason. Now, when God created Adam in God's own image. Now, the Bible does not fully explain to us just how much Adam resembled the form of God. The deep meaning I'm talking about, as we see our sons resemble us. My sons resemble me. They are my children. And your sons and resemble you, and most times the daughters, of course, not always, but sometimes the daughter resembles the mother, the son, the father. Now, God made Adam in God's own image, but in the deeper sense, this is spiritual, not physical. Because there's a spirit. God is an eternal spirit. Surely God, certainly God has hands and feet and eyes and ears. Indeed he does. But in the deep sense, this is a spiritual likeness. Now, look in Genesis 5. Now remember, God created Adam in God's own image, and God breathed into Adam's nostrils, and Adam became a living soul. Now, in Genesis 5, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. God made Adam in God's likeness. Male and female created he them, blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years. Now watch this. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died, and he died. Now, here's what I want you to see. Adam was created in the image of God, but Adam sinned. Adam sinned. Adam refused to believe God. God spelled out what he was to do and what he was not to do. The devil said, if you do eat the forbidden fruit, you will not die. Adam believed the devil. He committed the sin of unbelief, because when he believed the devil, then he did not believe God. So he committed the sin of unbelief. All right. He was alienated from God immediately. He lost the image of God spiritually. He lost that sweet communion and fellowship, and he was alienated from God. He was cut off. He died spiritually. He died. Now, Adam passed on to his son that nature, that is, the sinful nature, and his son was born in sin, in the likeness not of God, but of Adam. Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, in Adam's likeness, after the image, after his image, and called his name Seth. Now hear me, and hear me well. Paul explains to us in Romans 5 that through the disobedience of Adam, that is, through the unbelief, the sin of Adam, sin moved upon all men. Well, now you say, it's not fair for me to burn in hell for Adam's sin. Now, you need not worry one minute, my friend. You need not worry one moment. You're not going to burn in hell for Adam's sin or anyone else's sin. If you are so unfortunate as to drop into the lake of fire, you'll drop into the lake of fire because of your sin, not Adam's sin. Now, listen to Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All have sinned. Now, beloved, there has never been, since Adam sinned, since Adam was alienated from God, since he died spiritually, the split second he ate the forbidden fruit, he died. He was alienated from God. Fellowship was broken. Communion was broken. He died spiritually. He lost the image. That is, the spiritual image that God had given him. And every son that has ever been born since Adam sinned, born in sin. Jesus, very God, was not born in sin. He was not shapen in iniquity. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost, the Virgin Mary, was the mother of God's only begotten Son. Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. Not one of the sons of Adam could have been Savior of sinners, because through the disobedience, the unbelief of Adam, all men, every man that has ever been born, was born in sin. David was a man after God's own heart, and David cried out, "In sin did my mother conceive me." So, I said, God could not say, let there be a Savior, because all of the sons of Adam, God had created Adam in God's own image, but he lost that image, and all of the sons born to Adam, and to Adam's sons, and their sons, have been born sinners. So, it was a divine imperative that one one who was a sinless son, pay the sin debt, that is, satisfy the sin debt, and take the sinner's place. And the only one that could do that was very God in flesh, because all of the sons of Adam were sinners. It had to be God's son, because a sinner could never atone for another sinner. A sinner could have never atoned for another sinner. And all the sons of Adam have been sinners. So, the one who brought atonement and the one who made atonement had to be, that is, of divine necessity, had to be God Almighty's Son. But now let me hasten to go a step further. Now, you turn to James chapter 1, and I'd like to show you something that many Christians have never fully realized. And many refuse to accept it when they see it. Now, I must go slow because I am in deep water today, and we are certainly walking on holy ground in the Word of God. Now, I said that all the sons of Adam were sinners. They were all sinners, and all of their sons were sinners, and all of their sons were sinners. And every man that has ever been born, every baby that has ever been born since Adam was born in sin. Now, God takes care of the innocent. Little children that die before they reach the age of accountability, certainly God's grace takes care of the innocent. They know not sin. That is, they die before they reach the age when they know what sin is and they know what righteousness is, or they know what living right or becoming a Christian is. If they die in their innocent years, no set age, 6, 7, 5, 8, 10. No, there is no set age. It depends a lot upon the home in which the child is born. Since all men, since Adam's sin, have been born in sin, to provide a Savior and one to save a sinner must not be of sinful nature, then God's Son, of necessity, that is, God, must beget the Son that could take the sinner's place and pay the sin debt and make atonement and redeem or buy back that which Adam lost. But he had to be not only sinless, but he had to have the nature of man, that is, our nature minus sin. Now hear me well and listen to me very carefully. Jesus was very God. But he was also very man, just as truly man as you are, yet without sin. Now, I'm reading James chapter 1 and verse 13, a very enlightening verse. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Now, I read these verses to point out, God cannot be tempted. God cannot be tempted. Now, Jesus said in John 4, God is a spirit. God is an eternal spirit. And, beloved, God Almighty cannot be tempted. God Almighty cannot sin. God Almighty cannot be tempted with sin or with evil. But wait a minute now. Wait just a minute. Our Savior, of necessity, divine necessity, was very God in flesh, but truly man. We read in Hebrews chapter 2 these enlightening words. Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Now then, I go another step, and if you listen, you'll thank God for your salvation more than you ever have. Now listen, dearly beloved. God Almighty cannot sin. God Almighty cannot be tempted. God Almighty cannot be enticed to sin. All right. Jesus, very God in flesh, flesh like unto our flesh, sin apart. Now I read in Romans 8, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now then, Jesus took a body exactly like your body, except sin. He was not born in sin. He was born in righteousness, in purity, in holiness. But he had a body of flesh and bones, just like your body of flesh and bones. And Jesus, my dearly beloved, was made in all things as we are, that he might be a merciful Savior. Merciful, oh God, have mercy on me in Jesus' name. And Jesus is a merciful Savior, but he's also a faithful priest. Now listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. If God had said to him, "Be thou saved," and if God had saved him and God had put within him salvation, living in a body like Adam had, that is a body of flesh, just like your body, just like my body. If God had said, "Let there be salvation," and if God had stopped there, then Adam would have sinned again and again, and of course he did sin again and again. But God did more than provide a Savior. God provided a Savior. Jesus died to save us. But the man, Christ Jesus, in a body of flesh and bones. Now hear me. In a body of flesh and bones, a resurrection, a resurrected body. In his resurrection body of flesh and bones, the same body that he had in the upper room, the same body that he said, "Touch me," the same body in which he ate broiled fish and honeycomb, he sits today in that body at the right hand of God Almighty, who cannot be tempted with evil, who cannot be enticed, who cannot sin. Jesus, who was tempted in every point as we are, but he overcame every temptation. He sits there in a body that knows what it is to be here upon this earth. He sits there in a body that is a glorified body, but a body of flesh and bone. And he makes intercession for you and for me. Now, beloved, God not only provided a Redeemer, a Savior, but Jesus provided in his body of humiliation, very God in flesh, he provided for us salvation, sanctification, victory, and glorification. In other words, he saved us through his shed blood. He ever lives to make intercession for us, and he intercedes to the Father for you and for me. So, Jesus is all that the sinner needs. In other words, he satisfied the law of God, the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, and his, that is Jesus, God's grace. Jesus was God's grace. He was full of grace and full of truth. He brought grace and truth down to man. We're saved by grace. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, in Jesus, we have a Savior. We have one who is our High Priest. We have one who leads us day by day. We have one who keeps us moment by moment. We have one who will go with us all the way, and then we'll be glorified. We'll be glorified and have a body just like his glorious body. A son of Adam, any one of the sons of Adam, from the day that Abel was born until the last man is born upon this earth, any one of the sons of men could not have been the Savior. It had to be God in a body like our body, and that's what Jesus was. He was God in flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:19, God in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Father, honor the precious word, the name of Jesus, the shed blood, and save every soul that's under conviction for Christ's sake. Amen.